From Hook and Bullet to Policy and Science, we're here to discuss and dissect all matters of importance to Montana's rugged landscape and the people and wildlife that call it home. This is Montana Untamed. Montanans of all stripes seem to agree on at least two things. They care deeply about conservation and public lands, and life here is getting worse. Those were some of the key findings from a recent statewide poll conducted by the University of Montana. The results were released last Tuesday morning, and today with me is Joshua Murdoch, outdoors and natural resources reporter at the Missoulian. He reported on the poll results and has covered results of similar polls across the West. So, Josh, to start, let's get the standard overview. What is this poll all about?
Yeah, so in general, this poll gauges conservation attitudes and perceptions about conservation among Montana voters. And it also asks about their feelings towards specific policy proposals in those realms as well. It's called the 2024 Montana Statewide Survey, and it's conducted by the University of Montana's Crown of the Continent and Greater Yellowstone Initiative. And that initiative at UM has conducted this poll every 2 years, so it's a biennial poll, and they started in 2014. So that made this spring's poll the sixth iteration of that poll. And pollsters talked to 500 Montana voters all across the state, and they were careful to, you know, spread, their sample size or their sample set of 500 voters proportionally around the state to make sure the results were reflective of the entire state all the way across. And it was a bipartisan polling team. There was a polling firm FM3 that traditionally conducts polling and research for Democratic candidates, and then Newbridge Strategy, which does the same thing for Republican candidates. And so those two teamed up together to do this poll.
So is it safe to say that this is kind of like a widely respected poll in the state, just based on its sampling process?
It is, yeah. And, those pollsters do some other polls that cover the entire West that are generally looked upon as being pretty legitimate by policymakers, advocacy groups on both sides of the aisle, officials on both sides of the aisle. The idea of this poll is not to take a specific stance one way or the other on any issue or in general, towards conservation of the outdoors, but just to try and gauge accurately, how voters across the spectrum and across the state feel about these things. And it's generally respected as doing that.
Right, right. Okay, so let's get to what the poll found. Obviously, as mentioned in the introduction, there was these two main takeaways, right?
Yeah, so there were two key findings from this poll. One of them is not a new or surprising one, and that is Montanans care a lot about their public lands, especially federal public lands, whether it's national forests, national parks, Bureau of Land Management land. They really care about it. Montanans overwhelmingly say that federal public lands should be conserved. Access to those lands needs to be protected. And they agree that those federal public lands are good for the state economy. And this isn't anything new. Rick Grates is a UM honors professor, and he oversees the initiative. So he's overseen this poll for years. And he noted that, quote, "The deep connection that we have to public lands and the shared recognition of our state's natural beauty is still there," when he was talking about this year's poll results. And specifically talking about access, he noted, "Nothing has changed in these 10 years. It's gotten stronger, if anything." So, yeah, that's something that's been a consistent theme across the decade of polling. The other thing, though, and this is something that the state's been, or the poll has been looking at more recently, is that Montanans strongly believe the state and their communities are growing too fast, they're becoming more crowded, and that it's really changing the character of the state. Grates also noticed that Montanans are reporting they feel overwhelmed with population growth. And that was true even in places far out east that have a lot fewer people than the western part of the state. So that's a newer trend that was a big takeaway. But those sentiments, you know, were growing in this, showed growth in this poll compared to in 2022.
Okay. Well, I'd like to dig deeper into those. Let's start with the negative part, that latter takeaway. Can you tell me more about Montanans' pessimism? You mentioned this is kind of the newer trend in the poll, right?
Yeah. So unfortunately, you know, like I said, that pessimism, that negative outlook is growing. So this year, 62% of respondents said that the quality of life in their area was worse than it was 5 years ago. And so that's not even forward-looking. That is, you know, reflecting back on the past 5 years. A majority of Montanans said things are worse. 31%, only a hair under a third of Montanans said things were about the same as 5 years ago. And then just 6% said quality of life had improved in 5 years, the past 5 years. And that's even bleaker than what the 2022 survey found. That survey found 55% of people thought life had gotten worse in the past 5 years. That, you know, that figure jumped now to 62% this year.
What was there an opportunity in this poll for respondents to say what were leading to these dissatisfaction?
Exactly. So respondents in the poll overwhelmingly named sprawling development and drought as leading problems. In fact, 90% of respondents said they thought drought was a serious concern. And 60%, most of those people, 60% of respondents overall said it was an extremely serious or very serious problem. And the results were almost exactly the same for development spreading into former ranches or other types of open space. Again, 90% of respondents said that was a serious concern, and 59% said it was extremely serious or very serious. Other things that really concerned Montana voters in this poll was what the pollsters called the changing character of the state. 84% of Montana voters were worried about the changing character of the state, saying it was at least serious, if not very or extremely serious. And then 78% each listed low snowpack as a serious concern, and crowding or the presence of more people at outdoor recreation sites. So a vast majority of voters are worried about all of these things. They also said that they believe, when, you know, not looking just at the whole state, but pollsters also asked respondents to think just about their own community, where they live. And 57% of people in this poll felt that their own community was growing too fast. A third of people across the state said their own community was, their growth was just about right. And only 9% said their community was growing too slow. And no surprise, three Western Montana cities had the highest rates of people in their community who thought it was growing too fast. In Butte and Bozeman each, 69% of people, more than two-thirds of people in each of those communities, Butte and Bozeman, said the community was growing too fast. And 66%, two-thirds of people around Missoula said that Missoula was growing too fast. The only one that didn't have results like that in Montana was Great Falls. Less than a quarter of people in Great Falls, 23%, said it was growing too fast. A majority, more than 50%, felt that it was growing just about right. And almost 20% said the growth there was too slow. So that was a total outlier, you know, from the state. But across the state, people were worried about the growth and more people and crowding in their recreation sites. You know, more than half, 52% said they've even changed when and where they recreate because places are crowding or there's just more people. And then another 35% said they changed their habits because of climate-related things like wildfire or less snow or less water.
back to that drought thing. Okay,
yes.
But at the same time, Montanans keep flocking to these outdoor spaces, these recreation areas, right? And
yeah,
even though things are more crowded and people are responding that they're more worried about it.
Yeah, that's correct. So Montanans' visitation of public lands, specifically federal public lands, is nearly universal, and it still continues to rise. So this year's survey found that 95% of Montanans, almost all Montanans, visited federal public lands in the past year. And that's a jump from 89% in 2018. So even though, you know, almost 90% of Montanans visited federal public lands in the past year, 6 years ago, that number has increased 6 points since then. And this year, about half of respondents said they visited federal public lands more than 10 times in the past year. So they're frequent repeat visitors. And, you know, that, no surprise, correlates with Montanans appreciating these lands and having positive feelings towards them in this poll. So 83% of respondents said that they think federal public lands in the state help the economy. And that's about the same as what's been reported over the, you know, over 6 years since this question is being asked. You know, in 2018, 82% said the same. So that was only 1% different than this year.
Right.
And that's the same as the share of people who said that public lands, federal public lands, hurt the state economy. It was 3% of people who thought that in 2018. It was 4% this year. And then both in 2018 and this year, only 12% of people thought that they didn't have any impact. So that's, you know, sustained strong majority of Montanans who think that federal public lands are a benefit to the state economy. And that reflects in how Montanans vote when they go to the polls. 47%, almost half of Montana voters, said that conservation issues were the primary factor when they decide whom to vote for. And then an additional 36%, more than a third more, they said that conservation was still important to them, and it was one of several factors they consider when they go to the polls to figure out who to vote for. And those figures were about the same from when this poll started in 2014. So for more than a decade, Montanans have said that they really do consider conservation issues when they go to the ballot box.
Right. And talk to me a little bit more about the region. You know, Montana is far from the only Western state with a lot of public lands and outdoor recreation and industries. How do these numbers compare to, you know, the rest of the West, other states?
Right. So fortunately, the two firms who conduct this poll in conjunction with UM, which are Newbridge Strategy and FM3, they also conduct the annual Conservation in the West poll in partnership with Colorado College in Colorado Springs. That poll is in its 14th year, and its results were released earlier this year. So that poll does the same thing as this one. It looks at beliefs and attitudes towards conservation issues and policies, but it looks at that across 8 Intermountain West states: Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Wyoming, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. So it's kind of like the, you know, the west-wide version of this University of Montana poll. And Dave Metz from FM3 said that Montana's figures for usage of federal public lands are some of the highest in the nation. And they also track with Conservation in the West data showing that Montana is the leader in the West for the share of our population that hunts or fishes. And Lori Weigel of Newbridge Strategy, you know, her takeaway was she said that actual walking the walk instead of just talking the talk is really a Montana trait. Again, Montana really leads the West, not just in its appreciation of public lands, but in the share of its population that regularly gets out and uses public lands.
Well, there you go, Montana. So back to Montana, who are the people who feel this way or that way? Were certain groups more likely to feel one way or another on these issues? Were there any themes present in the findings?
So I guess one theme, you know, that cut across all these findings, which is rare in Montana these days and in the U.S., is that these feelings that I've described so far were remarkably bipartisan. These really cut across party lines. On some issues, there were slight differences between, you know, the share of Republicans or the share of Democrats or independents that felt one way. But, you know, there was really a strong majority consensus across the political spectrum on these things. And those feelings are getting stronger on both sides of the aisle, not just in the appreciation for public lands and the environment, but also the concerns about quality of life. So, for example, when we look at, you know, factoring in conservation being important when you choose whom to vote for, 71% of Republicans said conservation is important when they choose whom to vote for. 84% of independents and 98%, almost all Democrats, said the same thing. So there was some variation from right to left on the political spectrum there, but still a strong majority across the political spectrum consider conservation when they go to the ballot box. And that was true even when the poll drilled down to specific issues or policies. For example, and this is what we discussed the last time I was on Montana Untamed, the you know, proposal for a large hard rock copper mine at the headwaters of the Smith River in central Montana. 73% of Montanans in this poll said that they wish that the U.S. Forest Service would have a public approval process for new hard rock mining around the Smith River headwaters. And half of respondents said they strongly support that. Lori Weigel noted that that support cut across party lines. It you know, that support was strong from Republicans, independents, and Democrats. It was strong across the state geographically. She said it was really everyone, you know, who supported that. And that was similar to how people felt about the new Bureau of Land Management rule called the conservation rule. And that makes land restoration and conservation just as high of a priority for the BLM as things like mining or oil and gas drilling or grazing, logging, recreation, stuff like that. And overall, 70% of Montanans said that they support the BLM conservation rule. But that included, you know, 64%, or almost two-thirds of Republicans, and 86% of Democrats. So, you know, there was a difference between those two, but still there was majority support among both major parties for that rule. You know, another one specific just to Montana. The Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act, sponsored by U.S. Senator John Tester, who's a Montana Democrat, that had 85% support overall from all Montanans, and 52% of whom said they strongly support it. And that was an increase from previous years by a few percentage points. But that support included 82% of Republicans, 82% of independents, and 94% of Democrats. So very, very strong majorities across the political spectrum support that bill. You know, it's interesting, though, that that bill, BCSA, is now in its fourth time through Congress so far without being passed. It's this time it's gone the furthest so far. Last September, a Senate committee passed it, and so it made its way to the full Senate floor. But now it's been languishing for months, since like last September, October, without getting a hearing in front of the full Senate. That bill would designate about 79,000 acres of western Montana as new wilderness around the southern end of the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex. And then it would also open up other areas to logging and recreation. So it would, you know, it's a definitely a compromise bill that would create some new wilderness, also create some new, you know, logging and recreation, more developed recreation areas. But yeah, that enjoys, you know, almost universal and growing support among Montanans that cuts clearly across the political spectrum.
Well, and so, I mean, with this theme of bipartisan agreement through all these findings, why is there such a stalemate on things actually being done in this arena?
Yeah, it's hard to say, you know, but one pattern that I noticed is that, you know, with things like the, you know, Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act, you know, or, you know, things like wilderness study areas in general that are up to Congress to decide and act on. Those things have been languishing for years, or with other wilderness study areas, even decades, without any action. Even though there's, you know, almost universal or at least very strong bipartisan support for those things among voters. But when issues are put directly to voters, things that voters get to decide directly and not through the proxy of their elected officials, things like, you know, a ballot initiative for a tax to specifically fund conservation. In those cases, when voters get to directly decide, they generally show strong support for those things across party lines, according to David Metz, even in Montana, where we're usually a pretty tax-averse state. So it seems like even though elected officials right now are not capable of reflecting their constituency that's largely unified around conservation and public lands, when voters are given the ability to directly decide on those things, their values, you know, shine through when they actually get to vote on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I would imagine this is probably not the last we're going to hear of this conservation poll. I mean, the way it lands every 2 years, it seems to become a conversation in election years, which we are well into and people are well aware of. So I expect to see the findings of this used on, you know, both sides of the political spectrum to meet, you know, campaign needs and rhetorical ends.
That's correct, you know, especially because it is a, you know, it's not a partisan poll. It's simply conducted to try and flesh out Montanans' feelings towards these issues, and is regarded as doing so pretty accurately. Yeah, candidates or officials, you know, on both sides of the aisle, you know, often point to this poll as, you know, a really accurate way to show how much Montanans really do care about their public lands and about the environment and about habitat. But, you know, this year, even stronger than 2 years ago, it also really showed a lot of anxiety among Montanans about the direction of the state.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, thanks, Josh.
Absolutely.
Montana Untamed is a podcast from the newsrooms of Lee Enterprises Montana newspapers. Visit any of our websites or subscribe wherever podcasts are found.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.